Last November, the first World Religious Travel Expo, an educational conference, was held in Orlando. For the first time, Palestine tour trips were represented. Although both Israeli and Palestinian tours include visits to sacred Christian and Jewish sites in Israel and the West Bank, Palestinian tours offer more time inside occupied Palestine. Israeli tours focus on Israel, and time in Palestine is limited. Madeline Cohen of Israel-based Bell Wholesale Travel explains.
We focus on Israel only, and thank God we have never had any problems, any security problem with Israel. We take high measures, we all do. We take high precautions and we protect our people. Our trips are trips of faith.
Where do you take people?
Throughout the land. We go from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria, to Bethlehem, to the Galilee, to Caesarea, to Nazareth, to the Golan Heights. And we truly believe that special angels protect us when we go to Israel.
And tell me about the safety there.
It's a combination of faith and precautions and taking high measures.
You mentioned that you have tours both for Christians and for Jews. What's the difference?
The church groups are a tour of faith, a pilgrimages. Christian people save an entire life to be able to make a tour to the Holy Land. Being an Orthodox Jew, I rave and marvel at seeing first-time Christians going to the Holy Land and what they go through and the experience. It is very inspiring. When Jews go, they go home. They have family. They have cousins. It's a vacation.
How long do you spend in Bethlehem?
Unfortunately, not long enough, but we do make arrangements for at least spend half a day in Bethlehem.
News about Palestinian terrorism can deter Americans from travel to Palestine. An opportunity to meet and spend time with Palestinians living in the occupied West Bank is offered by two Palestinian tour groups. Michelle Awad represents Siraj. Based in Bethlehem, Siraj is a division of the Palestinian Center for Rapprochement Between People. He talks about safety and the hospitality of the Palestinian people.
How safe would travel to Bethlehem inside the occupied territories be?
The thing is, the truth is that it's very safe to be in the Palestinian territories, and we have lots of American people who visit every day, the Palestinian territories, they visit Bethlehem, Jericho, and other areas, who really they feel safe more than being in their own towns, because the Palestinian hospitality, it makes them feel really like they are between their relatives and their friends, and people are welcome them, and they will anger to get them more in contact. So it's really very safe, and people feel very comfortable being in Palestinian territories.
Although the majority of Palestinians are Muslim, a minority of Christians represent many sects. In Bethlehem, church bells complement the Muslim call to prayer. Although overall Palestine is under the control of Israel, Bethlehem is under Palestinian control. Fuad Katan operates a family-owned tour agency. He talks about everyday life in Bethlehem and the places held sacred to the Christian world.
Because yes, there is an overall occupation, because out there you cannot move out freely.
For someone that's visiting Bethlehem, what would they see there? Where would you take?
I'm talking about the Christian world. Coming to Bethlehem, you will start with the shepherd's fields. That's Bethlehem itself, the city itself, the town itself. You spend the whole day in Bethlehem.
How large is Bethlehem? What's the population?
Bethlehem's population, with the surrounding, you're talking about 80,000 people.
News of killing and war instill fear and impede human connection. Madeline and Michelle talk about tourism as a way to understand others that provides a bridge to peace.
Tourism is the best tool for peace. By people getting to know each other, they eliminate the ignorance. Ignorance is the source of hatred. People hate each other because they don't know each other. And through tourism, we get to know each other better. Visit the people and the land, all the people in all the land, because we are all children of God.
people have perceptions about the Middle East that people are in conflict and killing each other, which that's really untrue. The media are not covering the, not showing the truth image. The truth image, their people are living and they're living in peace and they want peace and they're welcoming people in peace.
Political friction promotes misunderstanding. On a recent visit to Palestine, this reporter found the common belief of hatred between Jews and Palestinians to be exaggerated. Grassroots peace movements in the West Bank are bringing Palestinians, Israelis, and internationals together in demonstrations that protest separation walls, military occupation, and violence. Travel, meeting and talking to people who are different, overturns false perceptions and encourages understanding. For WMNF Radio, this is Doris Norito.